Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am always so excited to be able to study God's Word, and I pray that you are as well. You know, it's not just a book, a regular book. It's a living Word. It applies to our lives over and over again in so many wonderful ways. So my prayer for you is that you're just learning from God. As we sit at his feet each time we do this, he's ready to give us his information and also to help us live according to that. It delights the Lord for us to study his word. So that's why we go to him in prayer. That's what we want to do today. We just want to bless him. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, what can we say? It's just a joy to sit at your feet. It's one of the greatest things in our lives, not only just to sit here and learn from you, from your word, but to know that you're with us, that you desire to know us and us to know you. And that's exciting. And so we honor you today, Heavenly Father, as we study your word again. Bless us with your Holy Spirit as you guide us into all truth. Bless us with the power to live according to that truth as we want to be a blessing to you. And we want these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Did You Say This or Others? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 18, and verse 34. John the Apostle wrote how the high priest and officers led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring you against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto you. Then said Pilate unto them, Take you him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled which he spoke, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Are you the king of the Jews? And in chapter 18 and verse 34 of his book, John shared how Jesus asked Pilate, Say you this thing of yourself, or did others tell you of me? Where we read, Jesus answered him, Say you this thing of yourself, or did others tell you of me? The verse reads, Jesus answered him, Say you this thing of yourself? John began with the words, Jesus answered him, which means the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, responded and began to speak to him, Pilate, saying, Say you this thing of yourself, or are you uttering, declaring, and proclaiming the idea that I, Jesus, am the King of the Jews by your own self? Or is the following true? John shared how Jesus responded to Pilate with a question of his own that wondered the source of his saying he was the King of the Jews. The verse goes on to say, Or did others tell you of me? John continued with the words, Or did others tell you? Or were there other people who told you, Pilate, of me? Which means pertaining to me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus asked Pilate whether other people told him that he was the King of the Jews. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus responded to Pilate with a question concerning his own understanding of who he was. Should Pilate respond to Jesus that he said what he did about him on his own, Pilate may have begun to understand who Jesus really is. However, if others told Pilate that Jesus was the King of the Jews, he might not be as inclined to believe in him. Each person has an opportunity to decide who Jesus is in their own lives. And those who began to know God loves them, gave his son Jesus to die for them, and desires a personal relationship with them, should surrender their lives to Jesus, who alone is able to save and forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life with God in heaven. Let all who read and hear these words hear and consider the question of Jesus. Say this thing of yourself, or did others tell you of me? Next time, we see John share how Pilate asked Jesus, "Am I a Jew?" So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.